man Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, and as always, phone lines are open if you have questions or comments about Manhattan City business, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And a couple items on the agenda tonight, city audit. It's that time again, Ron.
It is. Every year we have the commission review the city auditor and have our auditors and staff available. We also have a municipal audit committee that was formed several years ago, and they do a good job of reviewing the audit as well. And so that's a committee that Commissioner Dodson, we have a commissioner that sits on that as well as citizens. And so they'll be bringing the review of the audit forward and the management letter summarizing the audit. And it's a pretty standard audit with no significant findings, which is what we aim for. That process also audits all of our federal grants that we get through different aspects, from the airport and the FAA to other federal grant programs. And so they provide that federal audit review. And actually, that's a different group of a different company does that particular audit. But happy to present this report to the commissioners tonight, and it's a pretty standard process.
And that's always kind of a relief.
Yeah,
always.
That's
good
the way we want it.
Yeah,
no surprises.
Mayor, just some of your thoughts. I mean, it's just
always a relief for the commission also to have an audit with no findings, and so I think the audit company actually comes this evening.
Yes, they'll be a representative of the audit firm there as well.
So we'll hear directly.
We already have a phone call.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take the call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
As far as your budget goes, you know, there was a news show on there this week about the federal money. The state now is just turning over 75% instead of 90%. And we could have had the engineering and building that Marlette Bridge over to an additional escape route out of here if we'd have had this 90% money instead of the 75% money. Maybe if we get the study done on the engineering, we can do the market the shovel ready project and get that bridge built instead of hanging and not doing it. Thank you.
A lot involved with that, and that's a joint governmental effort if and when.
Yeah, a couple of things going on. I'm not sure I totally I hope I make the right comment based on the call, but I don't know if that's related to the state changing their policy in one of the forms of funding that we get through them, and it's called the Surface Transportation Program, where they provide us some funds that we've been able to turn back in. And basically the rules are is that if we use the funds on a state route within the city, then it has a higher value. But if we want to use them off system, so for example, we use some of those funds over here on Casement and Hayes Drive, that intersection, put the turning lanes in. So that's not on a state route system, but by accessing this particular line of funding, we could cash it in for basically 90% of the value of the dollar, and then KDOT kept 10% since we were using it off funds. Well, they're changing that program, and they're going to keep more of that money. And it's a rule that they're using, and they have flexibility to adjust how they utilize some of the federal transportation funds that come to the state. I don't think it'll have a huge impact on us. We'll have to do some more long-term planning. It'll take a little bit longer to utilize those funds, but it still is a benefit to us that it's a source of funding that we can tag into for off-route systems. And I don't know if the gentleman was referring to the Marlette bridge or culvert that we just did, but that's off-route. And so there's a variety of funding sources we're using for that, and the county also. It's a kind of a joint project between us and Riley County, and we have now that the box culvert's complete, and actually a box culvert is classified as a bridge. So we'll have a variety of different sources of funds to do this East Marlette. So we're going to do an improved project. The county's taking the lead on this particular project. It's one that they've had in their pipeline as part of their county sales tax dollars, I think, is the primary funding source for that. So there may not be any federal dollars involved in that particular project either, because it is off system. But there's a number of different programs that both the city and the county can access for different programs. There is a federal program for Tiger Grants. It's really geared for very large metropolitan areas that have lots of bridges and lots of highways and transit and that sort of thing. And so it's difficult for any community really under $250,000 to even compete for. But we are still hopeful, and we keep hearing that there will be some type of long-range infrastructure program put out there that everybody could take advantage of, and so we're hopeful that that will happen, and certainly we're not waiting around. We've the citizens locally passed the half-cent sales tax, or excuse me, the two-tenths sales tax for street maintenance, and so we're actually have a project on tonight's agenda to dig into some of that.
And speaking of it, getting off agenda just a tad, some good news coming out from the city yesterday having to do with the Kansas Department of Transportation alternative grant for the Juliet Bricks project, and then also, of course, the Safe Routes to Schools. And that quite a substantial amount of money involved there, Ron.
There is certainly, I think, about $1.3 million in total funds, or maybe even a little bit more than that. This was great news. Commend staff that worked hard on these grant applications, and really, you know, I was somewhat surprised when we got our first Brick Street grant, and now we got another one, and now we've got the third. So eventually, this will replace Juliet, but all of Juliet between Bluemont and Points, and really preserve a unique corridor. That's a large avenue with a large brick street, and so we're fortunate there, and these are coming in three different fiscal years, but it's great news for us. And then also the Safe Route Schools program, several improvements throughout the community to improve sidewalk access, also crosswalks and other types of improvements near our schools to improve safety as the kids walk to school.
And I know, Linda, when you came in, we were talking some about this and some excitement about getting these grants.
Absolutely. For Juliet, even Safe Routes to School. But Juliet is, I think, one of the streets that I am interested in preserving. And so this is just right in line with keeping a piece of our history. And when you think about how long they have lasted with relatively little maintenance, I'm convinced that they're worth saving. And these grants, I think, recognize the historic or the long-term, longevity of the streets, and they're willing to put some money into it. So obviously this is federal money flowing through KDOT. And as you were talking earlier, I think I heard on a news story earlier this morning on KMAN that the percentage is changing from 90% to 75%. So that'll have a 15% impact on some of the projects.
That was Pottawatomie County story. Interesting,
exactly.
That you caught that.
But
good
it would affect us too. So mm-hmm.
And again, that's just one category of funding.
I understand.
So, but yeah, it does create an impact for us, and certainly something that obviously our State Department of Transportation has been shorted from its regular funding stream, so they're having to make some decisions that help them. That one's been one where really they've allowed different entities to kind of bank some of their funds, and so this is, I think, their attempt to try and eliminate some of that banking mm-hmm. of funds and put it more to use sooner.
We do have a more detailed report, too, on our website at newsradiokman.com. Thanks to the city for sending that out to us and got that up. And just real quickly before we move along, I know there was a lot of interest in the Juliet Bricks project. What is the timeline on that? How much will it interfere with traffic, that kind of
sure.
thing?
Sure. So we'll have three different projects, actually. These will be KDOT-administered projects, so they'll hold some of that funding. Actually, we've awarded the first project, and it should be beginning soon. This is work that I think can be done year-round for the most part. We're also doing some utility improvements in conjunction with this, where we have some undersigned water lines that we're replacing prior to the improvement of the street. And so we don't want to do the street work and then come back in and have the utilities mess that all up again. So we're trying to stay ahead of that a little bit. So anyway, they're over three fiscal years, so this year, next year, and the following year.
Okay.
For those three phases.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's about 9:16. I know we have a whole other item to talk about, grease management, which got, you know, some interesting discussion at prior meetings. So we'll get back to that momentarily. Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us today. Again, 537-1350. I already heard from one listener, so I always like to hear from you folks.